In my own devotional readings recently, I've been going through the Gospel of John. Now, John's Gospel was written, of course, by John, the Apostle, the beloved disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved. And yet, in the first chapter of John's Gospel, John the Apostle speaks of another John, that John being John the Baptist. And he pays this tremendous tribute to John the Baptist in John's Gospel, chapter 1, and verse number 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. And there's no doubt that one of the great characters in the Word of God was John the Baptist. I think our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ paid higher tribute to John the Baptist than to any other servant of the Lord's in Scripture. In fact, the Saviour went as far to say, "Among them that are born of woman, there hath not arisen a greater than John the Baptist." And yet John the Baptist was an unusual preacher in many respects. His ministry was relatively short. The Word of God said his meat was locusts and wild honey. His pulpit, as it were, was in the wilderness. The Scripture said he had his clothing of camel's hair and was girded with a leather girdle about his loins, and were persuaded as well that John the Baptist was a Nazarite. And so he would have had quite an unusual appearance, and yet he was a tremendous man of God, a burning and a shining light. The Son of God declared, the Lord Jesus Christ said that he was not just a prophet, but he was more than a prophet. And John had a remarkable spirit-filled ministry. John's message was very, very simple. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He came to prepare the way for the Lord, and he had a wonderful preaching ministry, and many, many people were converted through the ministry of John the Baptist. And then we read in John's Gospel, chapter 10, these remarkable words again. It says there concerning John the Baptist, many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of the Lord Jesus Christ were true. John was a man who just wanted to exalt and magnify and uplift our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. He wasn't a miracle worker at all, but he was a faithful servant of Christ, and the Son of God paid highest tribute to John the Baptist. I think those words are written on the grave of the great evangelist W.P. Nicholson. John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true. And it is the calling of the child of God, it's the calling of the Christian minister, even in this day and age in which we're living, just to be faithful to the Saviour, to be faithful to the Word of God, to uplift and to magnify the person and the work of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And that's all we try to do here at our church in Lisburn. God willing, this Friday night, Friday the 17th of June 2022, another man by the name of John, Dr. John Douglas, is going to be relating something of his testimony and bringing different thoughts and experiences of his life's work in the Christian ministry. Just an interview with Dr. John Douglas on Friday evening. Friday the 17th of June, 8 o'clock here in the Free Presbyterian Church in Lisburn. We would love for you to be able to join us. We welcome you warmly and sincerely in the Saviour's precious name. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. So we trust that if you're free on Friday evening that you'll be able to join us. I think the meetings might be streamed, or the meeting might be streamed live as well on Facebook. Certainly it'll be recorded and uploaded at some time or another. But we'd love to see you in person. You'd be very welcome. Just make your way round to the back of the church there, and be trust that God will bless this meeting. So God bless you, friends. And if you're a faithful servant of Jesus Christ, be encouraged. John the Baptist was not a miracle worker. His ministry was short. He didn't view himself as being some great one. He gave it as his life's testimony in John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. And let's endeavour in these days just to uplift our Saviour, to speak well of Christ, to let our names perish, but let's endeavour to exalt and magnify the name of the Lord. Friends, thank you for joining us. Have a good day, and God willing, we'll see you on Friday evening. Bye-bye.